Good morning. It's Friday, April 23rd. I'm Jerry Matheny, and this is your local sports report. We begin yesterday with the University of Jamestown men's volleyball team losing its final game of pool play to Park University of Missouri, and the Jimmy's season coming to an end in a 3-0 sweep at the NAIA Men's Volleyball Championship. Park will advance to the semifinals of the tournament, and the Jimmy's season comes to an end with an overall record of 21-3 on the year. Jamestown lost twice to the number one overall team in the country in Grandview and to Park for their only three losses this season. Jamestown cannot establish a consistent offensive attack in set two, hitting just 0-45 in the second set, and the Jimmies were unable to hit well as a team against Park. They hit 0-48 for the match as Park hits 280 to advance to the semifinals of the Men's Volleyball Championship. Also yesterday, Jamestown High School returned to the baseball field for the first time in more than 2 weeks. As the Blue Jays struggled to get the bats moving Thursday night, they fell 6-1 and 13-4 in doubleheader action against Bismarck Century. Jamestown didn't get in the scoring column until the seventh inning of game number one. And in game two, Century got off to a hot start, scoring 9 runs over the course of the first 3 innings. Jamestown had a total of 8 errors defensively in game two. The Blue Jays fall to 1-3 on the young season. They will be in action on Saturday when they travel to Minot. Today on Jamestown 107.1, the Blue Jays softball team returns to Trapper Field as they host Turtle Mountain. We'll have game one of the doubleheader for you on 107.1 beginning at 4:30. And then tomorrow over on Q101 at 3 o'clock, Jamestown High School softball team once again in conference play against Watford City. Stay up to date with what's going on in the sports calendar at NewsDakota.com. I'm Jerry Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.